Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We want to know what you're into. We like to share something with you that we're into each week. It could be a type of music, a song, a restaurant, just anything that's really big. Beauty, it doesn't matter. A movie we should go see. For me, the thing that I'm into, and this isn't brand new, but I'm really into Netflix on Netflix, season 6 of House of Cards. Oh my gosh, I finally started watching it. Now listen, I loved it when Kevin Spacey was in there, but that's because, you know, he got all inappropriate, so he's no longer in it because he's kind of a pervert. But he played the president in there, Frank Underwood, and after all that sexual misconduct stuff, he got killed off. He actually gets killed off. I don't know how, because I haven't watched enough of it. Now in the trailer I'll put up on there, it's revealed that Frank Underwood has died and has been buried next to his father in South Carolina, and that Claire Underwood, his wife, is now the president, and everybody is going against her. So,
ooh.
I've always liked House of Cards. Alex, you said you never really caught on to it, didn't pull you in.
I have watched the first episode of House of Cards so many times that I've actually lost count. And every single time, I cannot make it through the episode.
I feel like you got to power through a few of them.
Because everyone says I like it, but I hate how he like looks at the camera. And
I love
talks
when they talk, like breaking the camera,
I
whatever
hate
third dimension.
That. Hate it all.
I absolutely love it, but that's what I'm into, and we'll put the trailer up there. And by the way, all these things that we're into, we will put a swipe up link on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
I am so excited about my product this week. Okay, so every single girl ever has baby hairs that we struggle with. When her hair is in a messy bun or in a ponytail, you have those like flyaways and stuff, and they never smooth down, and you can't figure out how to get them to stay down. Oh my gosh, I have something that will change your life. What?
Baby hair.
Oh. This is by the hair company R & Co. So it's an R and then like a plus sign and then Co. C-O.
Okay.
R & Co. Nordstrom sells it, and lots of hair places do. You can get it online. The product is called Dart, and it is a pomade stick. It's this tiny little stick that has a solid consistency pomade in it, and you swipe it over your hair. When my hair's in a ponytail, I'll even go under my ponytail and swipe up to get the baby hairs that like don't go up into my ponytail. I swipe that up. I do the top of my head. This makes my ponytails and my messy buns look so freaking good. I feel like I just went and got it done at the salon. It has changed my life.
You're smiling about this. Like, you love this.
I love this. So it's $19. It's a little bit pricey for a hair product.
That's affordable, right?
But I mean, this stuff, it's like a solid thing that you swipe over your hair. I mean, you use such little product when you use this. It will last you probably years. So I would highly recommend you go to our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show, swipe up, buy this. The R & Co. pomade stick called Dart.
All right, we're going to have to check that on out. Let's take your phone calls, what you're into. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Allison on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into, Allison?
My friend told me about Jane the Virgin, the show. There's like 4 seasons of it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I totally binge watched it, and it was funny, and it was emotional, and it was dramatic. It is amazing.
I've never seen that show.
I've heard about it, but I've never watched it. So we got to check out Jane the Virgin. Hey, Allison, thank you so much for calling in this morning, letting us know what you're into.
I have been super into this show. It's called The Pacific, but I just started watching it like 2 days ago. And it's like an HBO miniseries, and Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg created it and produced it. So like, obviously it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about World War II, and it's about the Marine Corps.
Okay.
In World War II, which like, I know, why would I be interested in that? Because like, that's
that's
not
history. I don't get
that. That's literally like nothing. Like, that's not my jam at all normally, but it is so freaking good. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriends are watching, and I was not into it, but like, you just get sucked into it. It's so good. But I will say, it's pretty gory.
Like, I like it though,
pretty
Liv.
Gory, but it is so good. Have you seen it?
No, but I like gore, and those okay. people you're talking about, like, I want to see it. Like,
it's
those
just
things
so good.
They draw me in.
Right, and Alex, I feel like you would like it because it's so patriotic. So patriotic.
Yeah, you're like, America!
Exactly. So on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, if you swipe up, you can watch the trailer to it.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Liv the Web Girl.
And with me, mine is rent.com, like the app and the website. It is so cool, especially since I'm trying to find a place to live right now.
None of us are parents on the show, but producer Porkchop is the resident dad.
Thanks,
can I
dad.
Just say that?
You guys try these new the new rent website? It's great.
No, seriously, the way the app works, it shows you a map of the city where you live.
Okay.
And then you can like zoom in and see the prices of the apartments where they're available.
Yeah, because you're looking for an apartment right now, right?
Yes, I need somewhere to live. And this website is really helping me out. This app, rather.
Awesome.
Well, there you go. I'm surprised people will rent to you, but that's cool. Kevin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you into?
There's this show on Netflix called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and it's actually super good.
I heard that show was garbage. I'm just going to go and throw
that out.
Oh,
wow.
There.
She just shot fired.
I heard it was horrible. And you know what else? The like Church of Satan or something even denounced it. So if the Church of Satan says it sucks and they're not accurate, then probably, well, that's really bad.
Well, like the storyline and everything, it's really good.
Interesting. All right.
Well, then
I don't know.
No, is that like Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yes.
I've never seen it, but I've heard that
it's
like
it. Stop. You've never seen Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Nickelodeon?
No.
Kevin must be 10.
Yeah,
Kevin,
how old are you?
I'm 17.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, he was seriously.
Millennials, I swear.
He was a fetus.
Oh, he's not a millennial.
No, I don't know what you are. Kevin,
he's
do me a favor.
Generation Z.
I'm going to check that show out. It sounds cool, but go look for old Nickelodeon episodes of, what is it, Clarissa? Or sorry.
No, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I know I got mixed up with Clarissa Explains It All.
Same girl, right?
I don't know. I think it is. But check it out. I think you'll like it too, Kevin. Hey, we have tons of calls, but we can't get to everybody. So what you can do is go to our social media and tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know what you're into.